Hi, this is Joe Patty. Thanks for listening to WRTI Online. This service is made possible through the support of WRTI's members. You can become a member, too. Since you're already online, just visit www.wrti.org and click the Become a Member link on the upper left corner of the webpage. You can also join us by phone at 1-866-809-9784. Your membership will help keep WRTI's broadcast and online services strong. And again, thank you. Now, on with the show.
Thomas Kwasthoff is our guest today. His is a story of courage and defying limitations. And as one of the finest operatic and lead singers of his generation, he has once again transcended the barriers of a defined repertoire with his newest jazz album, Watch What Happens. The album has just received Germany's coveted Echo Award for Crossover Album of the Year, and the award will be presented tomorrow in Munich's Philharmonic Hall in Gasteig. I must say, I've admired you for so long for your amazing work. I'm sure you're used to hearing that, but this is even more amazing, this new album.
That's very kind. Thank you.
Oh, you have a voice like honey in this, I tell
you.
It's the sounds are gorgeous, and of course, you picked just about practically all of my favorite songs. So.
The New York Times was a little bit different opinion.
Oh, really? I'm afraid I didn't read the Times review.
Sometimes it's a little bit the same. I mean, I think some people are really thinking if you're making a recording, you're kind of revolutionary the musical world.
Well.
And that was, first of all, that was absolutely not our ambition. We did this album definitely because I thought I would like to sing some music like this.
But you used to sing, didn't you, years ago? Didn't you do some singing in the pop vein?
Well, the jazz music was always a part of my life. And it was never really a thing to do it as a recording. But now with Deutsche Grammophon, they said, you know what, if you like to do it, we would be very happy to find musicians with you together where you are happy to do it with.
Oh, well, you certainly
and,
got good ones.
We had quite a band.
Oh, it's fantastic. As a matter of fact, I interviewed Alan Broadbent a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
He's got an amazing reputation, but also Till Brunner is really outstanding, too.
He's incredible.
He's got an incredible reputation. And the arrangements are, I don't want to say they're of another time, but that was, years ago, those were the glorious arrangements, the lush strings and you know.
I agree.
Oh, it was wonderful. And, of course, some very interesting takes on some of them as well. And
yes.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that, if you don't mind. Solitude is really one of them. That's a tremendously powerful thing.
Well, first of all, I heard in my solitude the first time in a version of Charlie Christian and Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, that's, yes.
And I was so moved. I was so incredible.
No, it's a marvelous tune.
And since that time, this song went with me.
Yes.
And I said, I definitely want to do that on the recording.
Oh, it's
and
very powerful.
I think
powerful.
The arrangement, especially, is really very nice
it's
very good for my voice.
And very, very powerful as well. And
But
I have to tell you the quality of your voice. I mean, I've loved your voice, you know, in the leader and in the operatic performances and so on. But you really, it's just so rich and it's almost, as I say, it's like honey coated or something. It's just a marvelous, marvelous sound.
Thank you very much.
And this is really, I guess the word is beautiful. The album is very beautiful. It's the kind
Thank
of
you.
Music that you can kind of listen to and think about. And again, your choice of repertoire, did you have a lot to do with that?
Of course. I mean, it was a choice definitely between Till Brunner, who was also the producer, and me. And I took some decisions that I definitely want to have on this album and Till too. So I think the general thing is that definitely the album has, in general, a lot to do with me, with my life and my view on music and Yeah, but we both were choosing these kind of titles on the record.
Yes, well, of course they fit. I mean, your voice is excellent in many of them. And how do you like swinging it a little bit there?
I tried.
Yes, you tried, and it worked. Really, it worked. But again, a very pleasant surprise. I must say, when I first saw this, I said, wow, I wonder what this is going to sound like. But I certainly didn't expect, it's not what you expect. I mean, you really sound comfortable in this genre.
Tell it through the States. It would be very nice.
Yes. Thank well, you. Have you gotten any kind of response about it or other than,
not
oh,
really,
my God,
no.
What are you doing?
No.
Nothing.
We got this review in Carnegie Hall, but that was so-so.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the tour, we did other concerts in Cologne, in Vienna, and in Berlin. It was very exciting.
Yes, and of course your English, I mean, is amazingly perfect. I mean, it really sounds just about perfect.
You know, I'm now performing since 1995 in the States.
Well, you're...
And I always worked and had to do with American musicians, and so that of course works.
Yeah, and you—it's interesting. I mean, there's really practically no, very little touch of the fact that you're not singing in your native tongue.
Thank you.
And tell us a little bit about your schedule now. Was this a kind of a nice departure? Something you really wanted to do because you've done so much?
Yes.
And yes, it was a kind of.
Well, the rest of the year is definitely classical music.
Mm-hmm. And
there is a recording coming up, a recording session and a tour with Dorothea Röschmann and the Baroque Soloists Orchestra from the Berlin Philharmonic.
Yes.
We're doing three new cantatas from Bach.
Yes.
The dialogue cantatas, so called.
Mm-hmm.
And. Yeah, and then I'm going to, what's coming up? I'm going to the Verbier Festival. I'm in Salzburg at the music festival this year. So there's a lot to do.
Yes, I was going to ask you about your teaching. Are you still teaching?
I have a lifetime professorship.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's a little bit different than in the States. So as a professor working here, you are a state governor.
Yes.
That means you have contracts till normally the 65th year of your age.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can retire.
Well, I'm not
But I have this kind of lifetime professorships, and so it will go on a while, and I love to teach. It's totally wonderful, and I'm very, very happy.
And you learn even when you teach, even as well as advanced as you are. I think you always learn.
Well, there are many kinds of this thing. I mean, of course, as a teacher, you learn a lot about your own singing, and Berlin and the Eifel Hochschule is really exciting for my life. I mean, we are planning... At the moment, I'm planning at the moment here a huge international lead recital competition.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Germany, with all the beautiful lyrics,
yes,
there is not one international competition for that.
Really?
Yes. There are some smaller, but we really want to have a big, huge competition. So, and it shall be every 2 years. And the interesting thing is that we do not want to give the singers their money, and that's it. Of course, they're getting money if they win a first, second, or third prize. But because of my connections, I would like to introduce these kind of awarded artists in famous concert halls where I sang. For example, in Vienna in the Musikverein, in Konzertgebouw in Amsterdam, in Lucerne Festival. So all these kind of supportive concerts hopefully will going to happen.
So this is a new plan, is that right?
Oh, a big one.
Always a big one, I guess.
Yeah, but it's on the way.
Yes.
So we are really We are really planning this now very precise, and it gets more and more interesting. It's a kind of adventure, and the first 100,000 euros we collected, and so we will see what will going to happen.
Do you think you're going to have many people that will be applying for that?
Excuse me?
Will you have many people that you think would be lining up for that?
We will see. I mean, the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra is supporting it. The State Opera with Daniel Barenboim is supporting it. I think we are now starting. So I'm absolutely sure that we get the money for the competition. Absolutely.
And so,
I'm very confident in this.
Yes. And this will be starting when, hopefully?
Hopefully next year, October.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, you...
I have very good people on... really very good people in the boat. So we have wonderful people who are organizing it. We have wonderful people who are taking care
publicizing?
In having the law instructions and all these kind of things. I mean, it's really... it's a good team.
So this will be the first really kind of concentrating on that repertoire, I guess.
Then. Yeah, and it should be happening... It should happen every 2 years, so we do not want to have it every year. And it should be really a kind of very exclusive, fine competition.
And probably will be very exciting once it gets underway.
I hope so.
Well, Mr. Kwasthoff, thank you so much. And keep producing all these exciting albums. And who knows what you're going to come up with next?
That's the Bach.
What is it?
That's the Bach album.
That's Bach. Well, back to Bach, huh?
And then we will see.
All right. Well, we're hoping to receive many from you, and I want
thank you very, very much.
Again, the best to you, and hopefully you'll come our way at some point, and we'll be able
to
meet you.
Thank you very much, and many greetings to the orchestra.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kwasthoff.
Okay, take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.